Honesty in interviewing, so we go further in the discussion about Geneva Stars. So Ramusha was that another Shida. This is in Yeridea. Mugrismusha Yeridea, Chilik Aleph, Simonim Lamed Aleph, Lamed and Lamed Aleph. It was from a butcher. And what the butcher used to do in order to make his livers look more attractive to the purchaser, he used to soak the livers in blood so they look fresher. And Ramusha was asked if this is okay. So Ramusha went through three different areas. He said, Mitzad Kashrus, there's no problem, because in any case, the purchaser is going to be rinsing off the blood before doing anything to the liver. The next potential issue was overcharging the customer because the liver is sold by weight. So it might be heavier because it's absorbed blood. But Ramusha says there's no issue because the liver and the blood are both cold. The liver's not going to be soaking up any blood. And any blood on the surface is clearly visible to the customer. So there's no issue there at all. And the third issue was Genevis Das. Is the merchandise, the liver, is it being doctored to look like something which it isn't? So Ramusha says it's really up to the customer to inquire how old the liver is instead of only relying on appearances. Therefore, because of that, Ramusha says there's no problem with Genevis Das, because it's the purchaser's responsibility to verify how old the liver is. So, as I saw Ramusha in this teshuva regarding Geneva's Das with the liver. Now, the shaila is, how does it apply to interviewing for a job? Meaning, what must we be disclosing about our lifestyles as frumidim? So, we can draw some principles from Ramusha's teshuva, in the sense that the interviewer is like the purchaser, with the liver, and the employee is like the liver itself. It's like the product under consideration. And by the liver, Ramusha says that the burden of finding out information is on the purchaser. So seemingly, we might want to say that the responsibility of finding out more information about the product, about the employee, is up to the employer to find out. Okay, but there's more to discuss in this. We'll get back to Ramusha in a second. This idea of finding out information was discussed already by Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, a Rishon from the 12th century, very famous for Tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. He writes in Sefer Chasidim about how much needs to be disclosed regarding Shidduchim. And he says very clearly that a person should not be concealing a defect in the family when the children are embarking on Shidduchim. He says if there's a medical condition which will be enough to stop the other side from going into the Shidduch, then this needs to be disclosed at the beginning. Similarly, if there's been a history of behavior which the other side might not like alcoholism, addiction or violent behavior, etc., the Sefer Hasidim says that if it's the sort of thing that if they would know about, they wouldn't want to get married to them, then you've got to disclose it at the beginning. And then the Sefer Chasidim also says the same thing about tzedakah. He says that if you're collecting for tzedakah, then you've got to disclose fact that if the person who's going to be giving tzedakah would know that fact, they won't be giving too much, then you've got to tell them about it. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kaganov discusses, he quotes from Moshe's teshuva about the liver, about how the onus seems to be on the purchaser, which would be the employer. And he quotes the Sefer Chasidim, and he implies them. And he says the following. He says, significant information which the other party cannot find out by themselves, those must be revealed. So he says like this. He says, with the case of the liver, it's very simple for the person to find out how old the liver is. They can just ask very simply. And the seller does not need to offer that information because it's not something which he necessarily is scared of hiding. Robert Kingham speaks out that his test is if the issue is significant enough that a person might want to hide it, then that is normally something which should be told. The fact that the liver is 1 day old, two days old, isn't necessarily something which you'd want to hide, and therefore you can leave it up to the purchaser to ask. But something which a person might want to hide, He says that absolutely needs to be disclosed and the information should be offered. Other things which a person can find out or a common knowledge, then if a person's asked, then he needs to answer it. In Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll start applying it to actual interviews. But for the moment, just regarding Shidduchim, this is not advice regarding about what to say for Shidduchim, but it's just raising the point, and the Mitzvah will be applying it to interviews. But again, for Shidduchim, as we can see, the Sefer Hasidim said that things should be disclosed. Exactly what needs to be offered and what the person should be waiting for, waiting to be asked for before giving it, that seems to be something which requires more discussions, which is not the time, but Mitzvah will be applying it to interviews tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.